All right. Here you go. Your bed's all made up. Sorry I didn't have anything better than an air mattress. But hopefully this works for you just for tonight. Hey. You all right? You know you can talk to me. Breakups are always going to be tough. But I'm here for you. And you're more than welcome to crash here as long as you need. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry. Shh, there. It's all right. Things may seem bad now, but I promise you'll be okay. And you might even be better off without them. I know the two of you were together for quite a while. Don't say that. You're more than capable of living without seeing them. It's just hard because it's what you've gotten used to. But there was a time before them that you were more independent. And you didn't constantly have someone by your side. Now you can go out whenever you want to, without asking for their permission, or worrying about them getting jealous. You can go hang out with friends too, and do all kinds of things that you couldn't before. Or at least that you felt like you couldn't. I mean, hell, you even stopped hanging out with me when the two of you got together. Just because they didn't like me. And because they kept accusing you of cheating on them with me. Which you and I both know never happened. We've been best friends for years and never done anything romantic. So it was completely stupid of them to accuse you of such a thing. Especially without any proof. I was actually really sad when you stopped talking to me. It was completely unfair. We used to hang out all the time. Well, you, me, and the rest of our friend group. But you haven't even talked to any of them, have you? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Your ex totally convinced you that we were just nothing but trouble. I mean, I heard the way they complained anytime we went out. Especially when the two of you first started dating. They hated being around us. Especially me. Trust me, you're better off without them. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, and your heart is breaking. But I'm here. And the rest of your friends are here too. You're not alone in this. We've all got your back. Hey. Don't talk like that. You did nothing wrong in this situation. You weren't the one at fault. Just forget what they said. If they broke up with you, they already probably had this planned out. And they knew months ahead of time that they were going to do it. Probably just waiting for the right time. That means they didn't really love you. I'm sorry. I know I'm being a little bit harsh. But I don't want you to think that any of this is your fault. I don't care what they said. You are not too much. You're not over-emotional or super clingy. You're just you. And you is perfect. If they didn't like it, then that's their problem, not yours. You shouldn't have had to change so much to please them. And even when you did, it still wasn't enough. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you did or how much you changed. It wasn't ever going to be good enough for them. I think deep down you know that. They They said what? Seriously? Wait a minute. So part of why you guys broke up is because they said you don't have enough experience? That's bullshit. That kind of thing is something you learn together as a couple. Just because you haven't done that kind of stuff a lot doesn't mean anything. I mean, being inexperienced in the romantic department isn't a bad thing. And for them to get mad at you about that, that makes it even worse. I mean, what did they expect you to do? It's not like you could just snap your fingers and all of a sudden be an expert in the bedroom. That's not how that works. It's a learning process. For both you and your partner. What about me? I have a lot of experience. I mean, I suppose I do. But it's nothing to brag about. Well, yeah. I've been in lots of different types of relationships. I mean, my earliest one would have been in junior high, I think. But what does that matter? Experience or no, you're still perfect the way you are. And if they couldn't see how amazing you are, it's their loss, not yours. You wish you were better at it. Oh, come on. Knock it off. I already told you. That shit doesn't matter. And don't say that you want to be like me. I mean, yes, I definitely know how to get around, but it's not something I want for you. I know myself inside and out. And I also know that I could never handle a steady relationship because of all the shit that I've been through. It's just not for me. But you're different. Someday you're gonna meet the right person and settle down with them. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I guess it could help you in that way to know a little bit more. It's definitely kind of nice to know what you're into. Wait. What do you mean you don't know at all? Have you never, you know, with anyone? Wait, what? Not even your ex that just broke up with you? Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought the two of you at least tried some things. You were always too nervous. Well, There's nothing wrong with that. And they made you uncomfortable? Well, that's definitely a red flag. I mean, if you don't feel attracted to them, then why the hell did you date them in the first place? You felt obligated to? Why, just because they asked you out and you couldn't say no? Seriously? You know you have the power to reject them, right? If someone asks you out and you're not into them, then just tell them no. It's not gonna kill them. But then you started to like them. Well, yeah. At the beginning of any relationship, you're gonna like the person and get butterflies and whatever. But still, never feel obligated to say yes to someone, especially when you're not sure. All I'm asking is for you to just be careful, okay? But it's getting late. You should get some rest. We can talk more about this in the morning. I'm gonna go jump in the shower. What is it? Ask a favor of me? Sure, I guess. Show you how to what? Wait. Please tell me you're not serious. You're joking. You're joking, right? Well, I mean, I suppose I could teach you a little bit. But we're not gonna do that. That's a bit much for a beginner. Please? Huh. You're not gonna change my mind by begging. But I can show you some of the basics. If that's what you really, really want. Just keep in mind, we're still gonna be best friends. This isn't gonna change anything between you and me. You know how I am. I don't get attached to people in that way. So you don't have to worry about that. But are you sure about this? 'Cause once we cross this line, it might be different for you. You'll be fine, huh? Okay. I'm trusting you. Alright. Here. First thing you need to know to start is how to be able to get your partner to, well, you know, to want to. Yeah, something like that. And a lot of it has to do with body language. For example, I'm gonna run my fingers through your hair. How does that make you feel? Okay, good. Now, what about if I do this? Better? Alright. What if I rub my thumb across your lip? Does that give you any kind of feeling? Very much. Well, good. You kind of have to, desire each other in a way. And look into each other's eyes. It's something you have to feel. It's not just gonna happen randomly. Here. Put your hand on my chest. I'm also really big into touch. So if you rub your fingers up and down my arms, it helps me to feel connected to you. Yeah, just like that. Then if I do it back... See, you're already getting goosebumps. You must be sensitive to touch, too. This can definitely help. Also, closeness helps. See how I intertwined our fingers like this? Holding hands and kissing are a must. It definitely helps you to feel out the other person. How do you know if they want to keep going? Well, that part is easy. If they don't want to stop. Say for example, put your hand on my cheek. Ah, perfect, just like that. See how I'm kissing you? And then I'm slowly gonna move your hand down to my chest. That's me giving you a signal. Letting you know that it's okay to keep going. And if I move my hand further down... yeah, see? Stuff like that. Just subtle hints from the other person. You don't even have to communicate with words, if you know what to look for. Body language can say it all. Here's another example of how to get started. I'm gonna pull you in really close to my face. And our lips are almost gonna be touching. But not quite. That's it. Right there is perfect. You can feel me breathing on you, can't you? My lips are so close. You can almost feel them brushing against yours. It makes you want to kiss me more, doesn't it? Your legs are getting all squirmy. I wonder what that's about. That's really good. See? You seem even more ready than before. And you're not nervous at all. It's just 'cause it's me. Yeah. I suppose. But anyway, we can stop here. What do you mean I haven't really showed you anything yet? I showed you a little bit of how to start. I'm pretty sure you can figure out where to go from there. What's what? Oh, shit. That's nothing. I just got a little too excited, that's all. Ignore that. What do you mean you've never seen one? Seriously? How are you so innocent? Just a peek, huh? Well, I guess showing you couldn't hurt. I mean, it might help you to know what you're going to be working with. Depending on who your next partner is, I mean. All right. Don't get impatient. There. Are you happy now? Bigger than you expected. Give me a break. It's just 'cause we were, well, I kissed you, and... Never mind. You want to what? Hey, easy. You don't have to touch it. I guess if you're learning something from this, then it's fine. Sure, why not? You can sit on it if you want to. No, I promise it's okay. Like I said, this isn't going to affect me the same way it will you. Just promise me you won't get too attached after this. I mean, you're my best friend. And I don't want to lose you. At least, not yet. Hey, easy. You don't have to grip it that tight. Okay. Yes. I'm ready whenever you are. Just go easy on me, okay? All right. Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.